Hola mis gatos, it's me, Arigato, and this is Talking Otaku with Arigato. I'm super excited to be here today. We are bringing you an exciting episode, and of course, I could not do it without a special host. Y'all, please make some noise for my very special host, Renji Aburai. Renji! Do you have anything you want to say to our listeners? He's feeling a little shy today. But you know what? To make up for his lack of communication today, we do have a special guest. They are, wow, they are an ex-drag queen, which I am obsessed with. I love quitting drag. We should quit.
Everybody should.
People should quit.
Hang up the wig.
They make things now.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Please make some noise for my friend, Freddie Collier.
Hello.
Yeah, that's the audience. I hear him. Freddie, how are you?
I'm good. It's so hot outside.
And you know what? I tried to turn the AC on to like really cool the apartment. It's already gone.
It's already gone.
I was like, I had it running since 2 p.m. And I was like, it has to be so crisp when we start recording.
And this fight makes us a lot.
And so.
Outside is rough.
It's 90 something degrees here in Chicago, but we live, we laugh. I love summer. Yeah. Are you a summer person?
I'm not. If someone says, let's go to the beach, I say, I'll be there at, what time does the sun go down? Let's figure that out.
Yeah, around 7:30. Okay, Freddie, you are here because we actually bonded a long time ago over manga and anime.
Yes.
We had a big, and some other stuff. So You Can Dance. You know? Never forget our So You Can Dance day. But we really, really did bond over some manga and anime. I have a question that I ask all of my guests.
Okay.
What is the first manga you ever read? What is the first manga you ever read? What is your favorite manga you've ever read? And what's the latest one? What have you read the most recently?
Okay. First one I ever read. Let's see. I started reading because I was irritated with, I don't like cliffhangers, and it's like, oh, there's gonna be a new season. I'm not gonna wait 6 months for a new season. I have to think it might have been because it wasn't until I was in college. I think it was One Piece.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, I set like 3 weeks of my life aside in college to just start to finish, boom, watch every episode. I had the list of like fillers, like you could skip these 12, and I'm like, okay, great, let's get.
I'm screaming, good for you.
It was a job. And then I caught up and I was like, damn, I guess I could just read the rest of it. And I said, oh, it's to this day still going. So that was the first one I read. Favorite one I read? I really think I gotta give it to Black Clover. Buy Black Clover. Read Black Clover.
Why? They're doing fine. You don't need to read Black Clover. They're doing fine.
Add it to your cart.
He ain't struggling.
I'm going to put a link here to...
Who's going to put a link? Reggie, you put a link?
Reggie, going to put a link here to buy Black Clover.
I'm screaming.
Most recent one I've read is... I think I read them at the same time. Either Kaiju Number 8 or Record of Ragnarok.
What do you think of Kaiju Number 8? Where are you at?
I caught up pretty much entirely.
Okay.
The most recent chapter I read was like a few weeks ago.
And you're reading it online, right?
Yeah, I read it online.
Okay. Are you in the Shonen Jump app or are you reading on the illegal sites?
You know, I got my Shonen app has never seen me.
Let's say that.
I'm not setting my people up for copyright strikes.
My little brother is always like, yeah, you could just use my Shonen app code, my Shonen Jump app code, my Viz Media code. I'm like, I'm good, baby. If I want to read it, I'll read it.
Yeah.
Where I know how to read it.
Yeah. Kaiju Number 8. It's after like I think the last chapter I read was what felt like the end of the like find the big battle.
Sure.
See,
because I only have volume 11, up to volume 11
okay.
in here. And it's like...
Now, what happens in that?
This is... Okay, I will tell you after I say this statement. We are here today to talk about shonen manga in general. And this kind of is Kaiju number 8 is a wonderful example of the mediocrity of shonen manga to me in this moment. And this is why I have you here. I know we have some differing tastes. I would never ever read Black Clover. We have some differing tastes. I struggled with Kaiju number 8,
okay,
especially up to volume 11. Like, I don't know what happens after this. It could get super original and super impactful. I felt like up until then, it was like every other shonen manga I've ever read.
The way I described it to someone was like a mix of my favorite parts of other stories that have come before this. Mm-hmm. So like you get the rivalry of My Hero Academia per se, the like it's me and my team of like Bleach, you know, there's a lot of it takes a lot of elements. It's very like Frankenstein.
Yes.
And I think that it executes them really well. I think what I really like about it is that the main character is not setting out to be, his goal isn't to be the best.
No.
His goal is to catch up to a friend.
Yes.
And the rivalries that they all have are never to be the best, except for Pigtails. But she is the, like, she knows. She's like,
that's more of a,
it's lonely at the top.
She's got some mental problems. She's got some trauma that she's processing.
Said, oh, you took that one out by yourself. And she said, like, it's hard?
And the whole time she's like, oh, my mom.
My mom. Exactly. It is giving the mommy issues of Black Clover.
All of them, really. But
Nozelle from Black Clover is the exact, like, they're the exact same character where they have their mother's ability. Like, Nozelle has water magic. Her mom had water magic.
Yeah.
There was a death which led to there being some like trauma surrounding that magic. They're like very, very similar characters, and they both end up like stepping into their mother's like outfits. Nozelle unlocks in one of the recent chapters her mother's like water Valkyrie spell, where she puts on a suit of armor that's made of water. It's sickening. Black Clover spoilers. I don't know if y'all you're caught up on Black Clover. I know you are. But yeah, there's some things in it that I like, where it's like everyone's trying to be better, but they're none of them are really trying to be the best.
Sure.
Like Little Miss Pigtails, I really like when she like first established herself. She said, "No one dies on my battlefield. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're my friend. If no one's dying, not on my watch." And I said,
"Changed my life."
I like that. Okay. I like you, Little Miss Pigtails, but. Yeah, that's the most recent one I've read.
Yeah, I feel like it's so. I mean, I am struggling. I want to talk about shonen manga today because I feel like the industry is struggling to come up with an original feeling story. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we're caught in this like these same couple of tropes that I'm like, he's the half demon or becomes the half demon, and then we got to struggle to do whatever. I'm oh my god, like we don't have nothing else, like nothing.
I get what you mean.
It's really difficult for me. I was like, I can't read Kaiju number 8 anymore because I know what's going to happen. Like, I know exactly what's going to happen because I read Bleach before this. I know what's going to happen. You know? So I struggle with it.
Yeah.
What are the other, the shonen manga of now? I mean, the problem is all the ones that I used to read are kind of over now. Like, Jujutsu Kaisen just ended like last year. Mm-hmm. My Hero ended around the same time.
Yeah, thank God. I was exhausted.
From like, which one? From both?
Both.
Yeah.
So my biggest issue, my biggest gripe, the thing that kind of makes me start to check out is when something starts as like an action thing and then the last 10 issues or whatever become very like metaphysical, philosophical, the innate spirit of mankind has a seed of darkness that must be nurtured. I hate it. It's like, how did we get here? I don't like big tone or content shifts. Like, I stopped enjoying Naruto towards the end because it stopped being about strategy and tactics and like who can outthink the other person.
Yeah.
And it became, who can produce the biggest explosion?
Yeah.
It's just them transform. It's a mech battle. It became Gundam or Transformers, where it's just like, giant Susano, giant Ninetales spitting nukes, blowing up mountains.
Yeah,
and it's I agree. How do we get here? Now, Dragon Ball Z has always been that.
Yeah.
So it's like, tonally, it's start to finish always the same. Goku didn't start out as like a strategist. Goku started out as, hey, you're stronger than me. Can we fight?
Yeah.
And to this day, Goku is, hey, you're stronger than me. Can we fight?
Can we fight?
Yeah. Same. He's been neglecting his children from jump. At no point was he a good dad. But yeah, for me, that's the biggest, like, Full Metal Alchemist lost me for a while at a certain point, because when the seven deadly sins got introduced, it started getting so philosophical and like, sure, y'all can't just fight. Like, while you're fighting, it's also a debate. And I don't like that. Like, can we get to the point?
Yes, I agree. I agree with the statement in general.
Yeah,
I do think Full Metal kind of started that way though. Like, the first couple chapters of Full Metal, when he's dealing with the fake priest, it's all heady. I think it's always been heady, and I think that's why it's a slow... I think Full Metal Alchemist is a slow read. Because
at that point, I was just watching it when I caught it on Toonami.
Sure, sure, sure.
So it's like, oh shit, Full Metal, okay, it's on.
The Toonami era, that's
And then
true.
I said...
Wait, I thought they was just fighting. I thought they was just supposed to be fighting.
I didn't know I needed my textbooks.
Yeah, really bad. That's how I feel. That's how I feel reading Jujutsu Kaisen, because I'm not done.
Yes!
I'm not done yet with the series. Yeah, so I don't know how it ends. Yeah. I just got to
go just down. Right.
And so
and even that pissed me off.
Me too.
Because it's like, oh, I know that I can't touch you, but I'm charging up to cut the essence of all things, and you happen to be in the path.
It's like,
shut up. You wrote a character that was too strong and couldn't find a reasonable way to neutralize it.
Right. And I just think it got too heady. As new characters got involved, the power system
was insane.
Just decided to continue to be more and more complex and
now,
weird.
My favorite one is, and I don't remember the, maybe his name is Hikari, actually. The lottery.
The slot machine guy. Oh my God.
I read that.
No idea.
I looked at the page on my computer and I said, probability sits another, if he gets 3-4. Where is the slot machine?
No, I truly, I can't tell you how much it doesn't make sense.
Are they in the real world? Because they're fighting, but the slot machine.
And then it takes you into the scenario.
Yes. And I'm like, ooh. He got jackpot 3 times in a row. And I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening. I'm like, I don't know if it's a cultural barrier where I don't understand this game that they play there or something, this pachinko machine. I don't know if I just don't get it.
Right.
But I sat there and read it. And there's a little Itadori on the corner being like, you can skip this if you want.
Yeah.
Me, no. Because I want to know what's going on.
But
they don't want us to know what's going on.
That would make
me
go,
too heady.
What? And then the old man who wears the really wide pants, who is a part of the like water elemental battle with all of the fish demons that are being summoned.
Oh yeah.
His ability made no sense to me.
Yeah.
Reading it, it's like I can break any movement down into 32 frames, and then if I can damage a frame, what do you mean you've broken the movement into 32 frames? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, do the other people see the frames? Or is it just like a camera that's turning on in your head? If you activate your 32 frames a second thing, can you see where they're gonna end up? I don't understand your ability. And I read it, I read the explanation in there like 4 times.
Yeah.
I went to the wiki and was like, maybe they'll be able to.
I always try to double check the wiki to really try.
Except sometimes I do that and it's like, status dead. And I go, wait.
Okay.
Wait.
A little too far.
That's how I found out Ace in One Piece does not make it to the end.
Yeah.
I said, oh, wow, he's so cool. Let me look up.
Oh, no, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit special in that I don't necessarily consider knowing that a character dies a spoiler.
Sure.
Because I don't know when and I don't know how.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
So, like, knowing that at some point Ace dies, every time he is on screen, it's like, oh, is this it? No, this doesn't seem like a situation where he would die. So it is, some people are like super, super sensitive about spoilers. Like, I don't want to know a single thing about it. And I'm like, you're being a little relaxed.
Yeah.
I can say that I enjoyed the Superman movie without like writing you a dissertation. Like, I can
breathe.
But yeah, the wiki did not shed any further light on the ability.
It's truly, and I'm also like, there's these houses.
Yes, with like their family techniques.
With their family techniques, but within those family techniques, they all have different ones have no relation to the family techniques. And I'm like, then how did you learn that?
It's like,
that 54 frames just, guy was related to the blood guy.
Yes.
And I was like, but cool. You're not using a blood one. You're using a camera one.
Yeah, he said, me and my Nikon.
Like, I'm like so confused. I'm so confused by it.
Yes.
It's like, it just got in its way. I feel like it just got in its way. And
because Megumi or Fushiguro is related to the blood guys.
Yes.
But he has the like shadow animals, the 10 shadow animals.
Right.
And it's just like, Naruto made it real simple. They said, Sharingan, Byakugan. Everybody over here, this is what we do.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, okay, so technically I'm from the Byakugan family, but I control sand and like water in the right instances. Like, you're from this clan. I know what you do.
This is what you do.
I know what you do.
You can have variations on this thing, but this is the thing that you do.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. I feel like in an effort to reinvent the wheel and to try not to be super copying other things like Gege Akutami just really kind of made anything a power, but like
the girls that if they take a picture of you can like trap you in their phone, but then we never got to see them
We never got to see them do it, and like that wasn't really exactly what it was anyway.
Right.
It was the guy that could turn the manga page, the guy with the manga page power who was like, you know how you always peek to the left corner of the other manga page? That's not a power. That's not a power. You made that up.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, what happened to ice? What happened to ice?
There reaches a point where I go, I love Fire Force. Down.
Okay.
10 toes. There are moments where I go, that's not fire. Because every single element is pyrokinetic in some way. Every ability is pyrokinetic.
Right.
And like, I was watching it recently with my man, and I was like, oh yeah, this is the lady that makes earthquakes. And he was like, but how? And I go, she shivers, which is like your muscles making friction to like warm themselves up.
No.
And she uses those vibrations. And I Googled it and I was like, no, this actually doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
There's a person in this all fire based arena that makes ice. And I Googled it and was like, how is he making ice? And the answer is essentially air conditioner. Like, he pulls in hot air into his trumpet and does something inside that makes it spit out like solid, like blocks of ice, like Todoroki ice. And I said, that's not a fire ability.
No, I'm sorry. It's not
a fire ability. One of the girls is telepathic and can also like influence people's thoughts by manipulating the electron firings in the brain.
See, and
I said, this isn't a heat ability. At a certain point, I have to say, you run out of ideas.
You
wrote yourself into a corner and said, shit. I did fireball, fire feet, fire blast, fire sword.
What else is there?
Telepathy.
because what? I never got into Fire Force.
It's tough. And like as a diehard fan, like I can be a fan of something and still admit like its flaws.
Mm.
And the obsessive and gratuitous this main character or like really frequently on screen side character just like falling out of her clothes every scene. It's you all are making this so hard.
I have a lot of trouble with that.
You're making this so hard for me to support you. Like, you don't understand. I am fighting on your behalf. But how do I...
Yeah.
At one point, she does win a fight against an opponent who is significantly stronger than her because she falls and is just in her panties when he lands. And he's, like, too pious and holy, but also horny to, like, look at a woman like this. So he loses. He loses because her hoo-ha is out. And he's like, and then they are able to take him down. Like, at a certain point, I'm like, put her clothes back on.
Yeah, just put her clothes back on.
Put her clothes back on.
That's so interesting. Because I love Soul Eater. I know it's the same creator.
And I'm not familiar with it.
Eventually, the world's kind of
in a way that makes me extremely confused. Because the last big arc of Fire Force is like a combining of the like metaphysical plane of thought and emotion with the physical world. And at some point, there's an overlapping where like death as a concept is involved, and you look up in the sky and it's the moon from Soul Eater.
Right.
And it's like, I don't understand.
What's and happening. Is Fire Force over? Or is it still going?
I think it ended. Yeah. I think I read all of it. Because it's not in my, when I finish, when I read the last chapter or something, I remove it from my like bookmarks bar so that I know to stop checking for it. But yeah, it was confusing. And I think now that it's actually over, that's why they brought the anime back, because they said.
Right.
And also, we only got half of this season. Like, they're taking a break at some point. And I'm like, can I get the rest of the episodes?
Baby, you know they're not paying these animators a damn thing.
They're not paying them. They're not letting them see their family.
So let them take a break. let them take a break. Get your 6 episodes and call it a break.
Where is 7? Like, we...
You're going to waste 7 months for volume 7.
Literally. It blows my mind.
That is so funny. Yeah, I never got into it. I watched a few episodes with you back in the day. But I just
like the battles are so good. Like, they're so well choreographed. The special effects and Shinra doing his little break dancing with the flames firing off. It's so good.
Yeah.
But then, like, why is she naked in the background? Like, how do we, like,
yeah.
It's tough. It's tough.
Speaking of choreography, okay, if we're talking about fight choreography in shonen manga, who do you think had the best? I am biased. I'm super biased. And I know that it actually probably is not the right answer.
Yeah.
But I'm biased and I'm going to say Bleach.
Well, yeah, I knew that. I knew that
you knew I was going to say Bleach.
Yeah, I knew that you were going to say Bleach.
Am I a Bleach fan?
Yeah.
And Bleach Ureta, is a Tsubasa. Like, no. Yes, I'm a Bleach fan.
At one point in high school, I like went to the library to print out the lyrics of Rolling Star.
I did that too.
I need to know what is she saying.
I wrote them all down by hand.
Yeah, you made it, not Amita, you know. Say that anyway. I was like, okay. Rolling Star. Now I'm
clued in. Yes, I'm locked in. Yes.
But not Shooting Star? I was like, you know what? Hey.
Hey.
Best fight choreography. I think that I really, really enjoy when there's a point where, yes, there is a world, like in this world, people have superpowers and electric beams and shit like that. But I really enjoy it when people just like start boxing. When they're just like, when it's just, now, Record of Ragnarok is so exciting.
School me on Record
because
of Ragnarok. I don't know her.
It is, I think there's 2 seasons of it on Netflix right now, or maybe 3 at this point. I don't know. But I watched 1 season of it and said, I'm not going to wait 2 years for another season. Let me just start reading it. And the whole premise is every couple thousand years, the gods take a vote on whether humanity gets to continue existing. And this time around, they said, honestly, that's a wrap. Curtains. And one of the Valkyries, because it's called Record of Ragnarok in English, but it's called Shumatsu no Valkyrie in Japanese. And what does Shumatsu mean? I don't know. But it's something related to the Valkyries. One of the Valkyries is like, I'd like to throw down the gauntlet to issue the like Ragnarok challenge where humanity gets to fight for their survival. So it's a 13 bout tournament, one god versus one human per round. And the humans obviously are incapable of injuring a god with their bare hands.
Sure.
So each human is partnered with a Valkyrie that becomes their like spirit weapon. So if you were a swordsman in your like life, because it's past and present, like, well, I guess we don't have any present warriors, but like it's warriors from all throughout history.
What do you mean?
like name
no
a warrior.
Present warriors?
Name a warrior.
What about our president? I'm just kidding.
But it's like thrilling because it's like Nikola Tesla, because the matches are crazy, but like Nikola Tesla fights Beelzebub. It's like science at its highest form versus like kind of magic and like tradition and like evil at its form. And they go at it. There's Adam from like Adam and Eve fame. He fights Zeus. There's a swordsman that fights Poseidon. There's Jack the Ripper, like the most evil man of, you know, humanity. He fights Hercules, the most noble and like just of the gods. Sure. And so there's these really interesting kind of approaches that they take where like Jack the Ripper is all his entire fighting style is misdirection. Mm-hmm. And the whole battle is Hercules trying to figure out what is his actual spirit weapon. Like, you're hurting me with a bunch of things, but I've destroyed the things that I thought were your weapon, but you're still able to hurt me and I'm not understanding it. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, he's very much a look over here while I stab you on the side. And you're going, well, now wait a minute. Whoa. But yeah, there, it's like really, really good. Okay. Because each of the fights is completely different. So like the one that I just read was like Loki versus a sniper from Finland. And like insane. It's really good. Like,
do you prefer the manga or the anime?
I do like the manga because there's some moments where I'm like, wait, what? And I gotta flip back. Right. I like just being able to flip back and like really take a second because it only releases like once a month. Mm-hmm. So it's like a 60 or 70 issue or page issue. And so I'm like, wait, okay, hold on. Because the fights move really fast at times. And I'm like, okay. So he's a swordsman, but he can swing his hands without a sword in him and it still does damage. Now, let me go back. Let me go back because I feel like I'm missing something. But yeah, I think that the way they go about like having a human who is inferior to the gods in most ways be like slugging it out with Zeus is really interesting because a lot of the times it's like the humans are like burning up a resource inside of them, like using their literal organs to fuel their attacks. So it's like, I really only got 13 hits in me. And if I don't take him down with these 13 hits, I'm going to, I'm dead. Like the pancreas was hit one, my liver was hit two, my spleen was hit three. Like I'm using my organs to power my attacks. It's stuff like that. And it's sick.
That's interesting.
It's sick. And all of the, and when you lose human or god, you are destroyed. Like you don't die, you cease to exist. No afterlife. You're just gone.
Sure.
And so it's like interesting seeing the gods go in like, all right, I'm about to mop the floor and being like, wait, we're losing? Okay, we're winning now. It's really good. Really good. And they just, because each battle is between two completely different types of fighters, like one of the battles is between like a wrestler and like a god who's known for like the greatest sumo wrestler in the world versus like a god who does a lot of like wrestling and like grappling, which is completely different than the like god of swordsmanship, Susanoo, fighting this like Japanese assassin. Yeah, the story outside of Record of Ragnarok is, I don't want to say loose.
You don't want to say it.
I don't want to say it, but
it could be true.
It's very clear that the original idea was, what if humans fought gods? Mm-hmm. And then we came up with the tournament.
Yeah, we did it.
And then we kind of just filled in the gaps around it.
I'm always perplexed by these simple ideas. It reminds me of not the premise does not remind me, but that idea of like we have this one idea, and then we go with it, and it's like where do we go after that part is done? Like what? Like me, I'm reading Blue Lock, and I'm always like, yeah, like they're gonna try to compete to be the best soccer team, okay? And now we're
the best soccer team.
So I'm like, we're at the last battle, you know, the last soccer game. I'm like. And yet there's five or six more volumes. I said, how is there more? Yeah. What more are we exploring out of this idea of trying to create the best soccer team? It's like we have one tournament. what happens after the tournament's over? The story's done?
Yeah, we're going to find out. But yeah, for me, the last battle is always like, yes, like I'm here. But at a certain point, I'm like, Woo, we are 60 chapters into this last battle. People have died. People have been brought back to life. New allies have materialized out of nowhere. Star and Stripe should have ended that battle.
Oof.
It should have been the end of it. It makes no sense. She was a god.
Essentially.
She was a god. Anything she said became true.
Right.
What?
I don't.
And she lost because he was having an identity crisis? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But he wrote a character and was like, wait, she's actually too strong.
And I'm like, was that the plan? Was it always necessary for a 5-chapter story about this woman from America? Like, I'm never Team America.
Right.
But I was like, this girl has the power to really do this.
She could take down All Might. Like, she speaks and it is fact. She touches All Might, says, All Might is dead.
Right.
And he's dead. That's just how it works. Like, she's unstoppable as long as she can talk. And I just don't understand how it would be like grabbing my arm and saying, Freddy is dead. And me going, actually, I'm pastry right now.
The extract cream pastry, baby.
Yeah, I was like, no, that actually pissed me off. I had to take a little break from it because I said, this should have been the end of the war.
Yeah.
This right here should have been the end of
the war. Or at least the end of Shigaraki. Yes. I mean, obviously there's still...
She didn't even get to touch the continent of Japan.
Right.
She didn't even finish crossing the ocean. Blew my mind. I said...
And then the whole rest of the series are like, her like little spirit, her superpowers are battling inside. Yes. I said, that's bullshit.
No. If she's dead, she's dead.
She's
get rid
dead.
Of it. Get rid of it.
Stop. This was her sacrifice. Yes. No, bitch.
She imparted a fragment of her spirit inside. Shut up.
How?
Shut up.
That's stupid. I'm sorry.
Y'all wrote my girl, gracelessly killed her.
No, exactly.
And then said, oh, actually, we kind of need. Oh, now you need her? Piss me off.
I know. Yeah, the final battle of My Hero is...
decade long.
It is so long.
It reaches a point where I'm just flipping. And this is like probably not a controversial statement. Deku is the least interesting character in My Hero to me. So this last arc being almost exclusively about him, I'm like, wrap it up. Because if you really think about it, what is his... He doesn't really have a personal struggle.
Sure.
He's just like, I want to be a good hero. And like, so do all of us, baby. Like, you're not special in that way.
Right.
Compared to like Todoroki, who was overcoming some deep generational trauma and like from domestic abuse. Yeah. And like how this one man hurting these people and attempting to atone is met. Like, yes, I watched you beat my mother. We're never going to be okay.
Yeah.
Compared to like, okay, we're going to let dad back in and like see how that goes. And like, he's really working to.
Yeah.
Deku has nothing.
Yeah. Deku's whole thing was like, I was powerless and now I'm powerful. And with power comes responsibility.
Right.
Like, and it's like, okay.
We get that you are Spider-Man. I understand that. The webs, the Spidey sense, the jumping, the super strength. I get it.
Yeah.
You're Spider-Man. We already have Spider-Man and have for decades.
And Spider-Man low-key have more of a struggle than you. Like,
so much more of a struggle. Deku didn't lose a single relative.
Right. I was like,
where's his dad? We don't know.
We don't know.
And that's how they should have ended it.
The don't rubble tell me, clears. Don't tell me. I don't know how they ended it.
Well, it's not with Deku's dad. I'll tell you that.
Damn. I was hoping he would come back.
The rubble clears, the smoke settles, and it's just his dad saying, I'm proud of you.
You're a good son. Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't remember how it ends because I was so, like, just hurry up and finish.
Because I read the one volume one time, and it does get me. Like, Bakugo's story really gets me.
Yes, oh, yeah. I did cry because of Bakugo,
every time he's on screen, and by on screen, I mean because, in the paper in front of my face.
He has had a tremendous amount of development.
Yeah.
And
I think, all the tertiary characters have really
grown.
Had so much growth and so much enrichment. I mean, there are a few that are like, like Little Bubblehead. What's his name?
Little Bubblehead? Oh, Mineta. don't do my little perverted side.
Yeah, but he's had no growth. Well, yes. What I'm saying is he has no growth.
Because they're like, where do we go?
And like, yeah, I guess some of the, there are torture. I was going to say, not all of them, because even like earlobe girl, she don't really.
She's absolutely a tertiary character.
She don't really overcome. No. Girl who creates me. That's a terrible name. Creates me. Please change your name. It's not too late.
Todoroki, absolutely secondary. Yes. Bakugo, a secondary character. That's but true. Like, I have a tail and do martial arts.
What was that?
Hang it up. What was
me. Sometimes it's okay to tell people you can't.
Yeah.
Whatever you major in school, sometimes you're not going to do that major. Yeah. And like, you're not a hero, baby.
First time I saw him, that tail came out and I said, ew.
No. You're the problem with
like,
the society.
I said, because like, what else can you do?
You hating heteromorphs. Right. This is racism.
But no, because Tentacool.
That's a
I like him. Yes, you know, you know who it is. You know.
yeah, you
like. He's cool. I like him. He's like.
You're like not all. He's not versatile. All heteromorphs.
Exactly. He's like, he's versatile in what he can do. His like. He can help.
He got a little arc too.
That was like, you know, he was the Malcolm X of his people.
So actually, I want to maybe take that back. I want to maybe roll it back. I don't know. No. Tentacool was the Malcolm X of the heteromorphs.
Okay,
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But
he like the Dr. King, because he was telling them to be non-violent.
He was like, yeah, you have to be non-violent.
He was like, y'all gotta chill.
Yeah.
You cannot just be writing. And
I was reading that, said, low key, like, but how else are they gonna change? Right, like, how else is systematically it's gonna change? But riot.
Yep. And he was like, hey, come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
We're doing a whole other thing over here. And like, I really would like to focus.
I really would like to get back to
school. So, gosh, literally, they're just in school. Okay. So they have the worst high school experience of any class in Japanese history.
Yeah.
Any hero class since the glowing baby to now.
Right.
No one has had to deal with super villains that leveled the country.
Right.
They are 15.
Yes.
And the pros are like,
half the pros are quitting.
Yeah.
Half the pros were like, I actually can't do this anymore.
So my ability is like, I can touch a medium-sized person and like freeze them in place for a couple of seconds. What am I going to do against this living mountain?
Yeah.
Gigantomachia, what am I going to do against this?
Wow.
Hang it up.
Yeah, they had it bad, as Usher once said. Yeah. It was... the fact that they never really got past year one, I was like, damn.
No, the teacher death did... It wrecked me real hard when
the teacher died.
Yeah,
Midnight.
When they come and it's just her mask and like a bit of her suit on the ground, and I was like, no, not my bitch. But also, what was she gonna do?
No, she couldn't do anything.
What was she gonna do? It really broke my heart.
Of seduction.
Her powers were seduction.
Useless.
Bank robbers. Cool. Right. A burning building. Useless.
Absolutely useless.
Hey, fire. Okay. What if you stopped burning?
Stopped in a nasty girl. Like, you can't do anything.
Nothing.
Especially against Giganto Mafia.
And, like, she shouldn't have been in the top 30 heroes, to be honest. Like, but the student's reaction to losing their teacher made me start crying. I was like, hey, Midnight, we're on our way back. Hey, maybe she just isn't getting good signal right now. Like, it didn't occur to them that, like, the stakes were this high.
Yeah.
Now, Jujutsu Kaisen, the stakes are too high.
Yeah.
The stakes are too high. Have you finished Jujutsu Kaisen?
No. I just got to Gojo's death.
Okay. I'm going
to
say what
the anime onlys. And also, everybody knows, but I think everybody knows.
The second that panel was released, people started making it their profile photos.
Right.
Like, they were determined to spoil it for everyone. Okay, so I'm going to hold on to what I have to say because you haven't. And it's good I didn't assume that because... Yeah. Oof, you would have been actually really mad at me for that. But this is why you double check. You say, hey, what's in that... You say volume 12. I don't know what that means.
Right.
What happens in volume 12? because I'm just clicking next chapter, next chapter, next chapter. Dun, dun, dun. That's what I started doing. And that one is also tough because I don't like, and at this point, it's not like a spoiler because the second season is out.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like how many times it feels like the main character is fighting to not be raped. There's multiple points in this compared to, you know, we can, fan service is all over the place. And yeah, like, cool. But there's like three distinct scenes where she's like waiting for her ability to juice back up because the alternative is her being raped, like as a 15-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And like, I really don't like how close we cut it sometimes because I should never be thinking about the main character getting raped.
No, that's
male or
true.
Female, any age, really. Yeah. But like, especially a high school kid, like, it's not a children's story per se, but the main character is a minor.
Yes.
And like, the number of times that she gets held down by grown men that are vocally discussing penetrating her. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much at times.
I that's so, it's so interesting. Multiple people have brought that up to me. Mm-hmm. And I guess when I was reading it, I just never really pictured it like that. Because I was like, A, because I knew it wouldn't happen. Which, like, you know, I've read just a couple of manga before this.
Right.
I'm like, I know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And these are like alien creatures. Now, are they in the body of like something that looks like a person?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And it is really, I think of... I don't want to say that either because I'm like, I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, when they like...
It does have a... two of the three instances have a comedic tent to them.
Yes.
The like creepy old men in the sauna that corner her and hold her down so that she can't run away. That's just adult human female child rape.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But the like, we've got these robot phalluses that we're going to put inside you to steal your eggs, which are... is rape.
It's
kind of clear that it's never going to happen, but as the reader, it makes me think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're going to rape her. And then we know that it's never actually going to happen, but like, the implication is that the stakes are a lot higher for her than for Okarun, who is at no point ever at risk of being raped. Now, that old lady did take his nuts.
Fondle his balls.
She did take his nuts. She took them.
Yes. Yes.
And she said, I don't know where those went, to be honest. You can go look.
She took his penis first, and then took his balls when he went to go get the penis back.
He was like,
"He said, hey! There is nothing in here. There is nothing in here."
He's at the drag show like, this is nasty. He said,
this tuck, baby, this
tuck. Nasty.
Nasty.
That be a
I'm smooth. Smooth, girl.
Smooth. He's in a swimsuit, just like, oh, this?
Oh my God! The granny is a transmedicalist. She's like you.
She said, "I know what your heart wants."
Her forcing her to transition was crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we need to really be talking about. His forced transition. That was crazy.
She said, "I know when you look in the mirror, you're unhappy with what you see looking back at you, and I'm gonna change that."
My God.
One thing that I think Danadan does really well is sidelining the mentor character in a way that makes sense. Mm. My grandma is extremely strong. She's also working.
Right.
And like traveling outside of our city. So yes, it's not like, oh, I got to just wait 2 minutes for grandma to get home. Grandma's on the other side of the country.
Right.
And she's able to help. And even her strength is very, very specialized. Mm-hmm. She says, I am powered by the gods of this province.
Yes.
Illinois, me and the Illinois gods are tight.
Yeah.
You got a problem in Ohio?
You gonna have that problem. You gotta,
if they was beefing at the wedding,
it's gonna stay at that wedding.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, great. She's really useful. And they understand that, like, if we know that this character exists, we're just going to be waiting for them to show up and help.
Yeah.
But they said, oh, Granny, y'all in Michigan. Granny is very much in Chicago. Like, she said, I'm so sorry. Now, if y'all can get him down here, we can talk.
Yes. That's so true.
Yeah, yeah. They do a really good job. Because in Jujutsu Kaisen, they just literally had to lock Gojo in a box. They had to lock him in a box and say, oh, you're too strong. We're going to put you in jail right now.
Yeah. Can't think of what to do with you just yet. So we're actually just going to kind of.
Yeah. Just put you in a box.
Forget about you for a second. Create conflict for everybody else.
Yep. Because the mentor, like, there something has to be done. Yeah. Because I know that you are strong enough to end this threat on your own. How do we make room for your protege to actually be the main character?
Yeah.
Like, if Gojo rolled in immediately, clapped his hands, and everybody died, what would be the point of us getting to know Itadori? There'd be no point. So it's like, how are you going to get rid of him?
Yeah. I'm really interested to see how the story wraps up. Really interested and I'm really scared.
Pour one out for my boy, Aoi.
Because there are so many characters that I have to pay attention to.
I don't know who they are.
And I,
like,
half the time they come on screen and I'm like, who?
The, like, alumni that they bring and, like, they rope in to help. I don't know.
I'm like,
one of you is the lottery, the slot machine. One of you is,
I
like,
I can't talk about slot machine guy anymore.
The stars? I'm not understanding. One of you is, like, your ability is tied to constellations in a way that I'm still unclear about.
Yeah. And then there's the guy with the girl who haunts him, who is also, like, special grade.
Okay, yes, because he should have been the main character.
He should have been the main character. I feel like what the story is doing now, where I'm at, is, like, trying to split the difference between being, like, Itadori is the main character, but also, you know, what's his name is the main character, too.
Yeah, because like, he is, like, special.
Right.
And Itadori, despite me really enjoying Jujutsu Kaisen, is the least powerful protagonist in any story I've consumed recently.
Yeah, he's like, not he's gifted.
He's in no way.
The only power he had was that he wasn't going to die because he had Sukuna in him.
Right.
And now that that power is gone, it's like, I'm like, you have Black Flash sometimes.
Everybody can do Black Flash.
And that was the thing. They were like, only two sorcerers have ever done it in success. And now, like, I'm like, well, now everybody can do it.
We just watched it. Me. It's Black Flash.
How is everybody doing it? I don't like something that tells me. I don't like a series that tells me a power system and then completely defies it moments later.
No, he's like that girl with Black Flash.
It makes me mad. It's like, it's the same thing when not the same thing, but it reminds me of like when Bleach was like, the Quincy's are. This is a strict definition of what Quincy's are. They use bow and arrows. They are humans and blah, blah, blah. And then we meet the Quincy's at the end and they never use bow and arrows. And they're not human. Yeah. And they don't live anywhere that makes sense because they live in the shadow of the society, which I have so many problems with this.
That reached a point where I was like, I'm just going to start flipping the pages. Get to the fights. I just want to see top 10 anime fights.
Yeah. And they've got them. Yes. They've got great fights because the power systems are pretty clear.
Yes.
And the fights, the choreography is cool. I'm not going to lie. I love a fight where they square up. Uh-huh. And then the next panel is them behind them. Like,
psst. Oh, yes. And it's like, but it's like, wait. But it's like them standing still. And it's like, who was injured?
Right.
I'm not going to know until I look.
That shit. Like, that's kind of my favorite style. Yeah, I don't need to see them throwing every punch.
Yeah.
Because Jujutsu Kaisen, it's so fast-paced that it becomes so sloppy. And you're no idea who's throwing the punch.
And where it's I get that way about My Hero Academia when I'm reading it because none of this is in color.
Yeah.
And there's flames, there's smoke, there's ice, there's water swirling, there's wind, and there's electricity.
Yeah.
I can't tell
who
is like winning on this page because it's all gray. And I'm gonna say something controversial.
Oh dear.
I absolutely think that at this point in time, there could be one volume every 10 or like special editions that are released that are fully colored. I think that if we know what colors these characters are, if we know what color the fire is, special anniversary editions or something, because they give us, when people get new costumes, we get a colored cover lets you know what colors the outfits are.
Right.
And then we immediately go back to grayscale. I just think that we can add some color in. Like, American comic books have been colored since the beginning. Have had color since the beginning. Malcolm X.
This is going to be the most problematic episode of Talking Otaku.
Yeah.
It really is.
But just like, I think that it would be really fun just to be like, hey, you might not want to watch the anime, but like, this was like the final battle. Yeah. We released just a color edition of this. Everything else is, you can get 1-40 in black and white, like traditionally, but like 17 was like that girl. Mm. So we put her in color. You know, top 10 anime fights, colorized. That's manga fights. That's what I want to see.
That's interesting. I never
thought about it. Cause like that. Sometimes there's so many abilities and techniques on the page. Yeah. I'm going.
Yeah, too small.
What am I looking at?
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
It does get like that. I mean, yeah, I think just the schedule of a serialized weekly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't make sense for color.
It is like not.
Yeah, when it's done.
When it's compared to American comics, I'm like, Steve,
X-Men doesn't come out every week. I don't know when they release, but no American comics are being released on a weekly basis. That'd be crazy. But I think that when the story is all wrapped up, Demon Hunter ended.
Demon Slayer.
Like Demon Slayer ended like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think that we could, after it's been a while, y'all are also money hungry. You're releasing movie after video game, after plushie, after board game, mobile, gacha game. Just release a color book.
They do that. Tokyo Revengers is doing that right now.
Really? Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen Tokyo Revengers.
It's about just like high school students that fight each other.
Yeah, I think it's high school shooting. That was like, no, that's American. No. That's actually strictly American. It's like gangs.
Gangs
in that way. Yeah, it's an emotional read.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's no powers. It's just like, people get hit over the head with pipes, and I'm like, how are you not dead? Like, the fact that the character just gets back up afterwards and is like, yeah, I'm good. And they're like, we should go to the hospital. They're like, no, let's go to the hideout instead. And then, like, they're still alive. I'm like, no, you actually died of cranium pressure over. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But they just released, I think, last month, a full color of the first two volumes.
Okay, cool.
So
and I just think more, I think more people should do that. Like, Bleach, y'all have the money.
But Taikubo is, como se dice, an asshole. And he would never do that.
He was like,
he's like, I'm lazy. I don't want to do that.
You imagine it. You got the anime.
You got the anime.
Just watch that. Why do I got to draw it in color? And I'm like, please.
Honestly, he's one of my favorite colorists.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase. He loves black people. He put a lot in his story. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite people. So look at their color pages.
Gotcha.
He's really, really good with the watercolor. Mm-hmm. Like he's one of the masters. I love him. And I wish he would come with something else. He's one of the authors. Is there an author that you wish would come out with something new? Because mine is Taikubo. I want to see what I feel like he has another story in him. Bleach was 15, 20 years long. Mm-hmm. 15 years long.
Yeah.
He's got something else.
I would bet you he didn't want it to be that long. I don't think any of these people want these stories to go this long.
Like, I agree.
It reaches a point where I'm rich.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be 60 chapters and we're on 330.
Yeah. You know who I don't want to do anything else ever again?
Who?
Masashi Kishimoto. That hack, first of all, I've never liked him. I want to go on record and say I've never liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Or his talentless brother, whose manga I have on here too. Mm-hmm. They can go to hell. But then Masashi Kishimoto released Samurai 8, which, oh my God, was one of the worst things I've ever read in my entire life. And I was like, this is a moment where you can say, I'm so rich, I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah.
And just let it alone. Naoko Takeuchi from Sailor Moon, guess what she did? She had a hit. And then she said, you know what? I'm never picking up the pen again.
I'm done.
Because you bitches are going to eat up anything that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like One Punch Man. I'm saying what all you got here.
Oh, Parts Hunter. This is Seishi Kishimoto, Masashi Kishimoto's older twin brother.
Okay.
And he did not get famous in Farge because his brother beat him to it.
Yeah. I love a good fight. You know, I enjoy now more than so I think stories that are led by just a single protagonist are really boring.
Mm-hmm.
Really
You're a
boring.
Teams guy.
I'm an ensembles guy.
You love group.
I did a PowerPoint party that I hosted, and my PowerPoint...
Yeah, I wasn't invited to that.
You had a show. I literally see your Instagram story. But I did, and mine was like top five anime parties, like combat synergy. Like, because it's not just about being a team, it's about fighting as a team. And because of that, My Hero Academia, they'll never make the list. They'll never make top five because they're not a team.
No, they're not.
The Z Fighters are not a team.
Who are the Z Fighters?
The Goku, Gohan,
Piccolo. Oh, yeah.
They're not a team. They are friends who go to some a battle together. Right. That's my dad. Do I see him? Sometimes.
When there's a tourney.
Right.
When there's a tourney around the corner, he comes home.
Yeah. And then he's gone. He's literally not on Earth 51 weeks out of the year.
No, yeah.
Like, I really enjoy, I think, who did I put in there? Fire Force, the, like, Team 8 that we follow, Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail has incredible synergy amongst our characters. And you can say what you want about, like, the overarching story, but, absolutely. Like, it's totally fair. It's got its flaws. But the way that, like, they have every member, every like role checked. They have Wendy who hangs out in the back and her magic is buffing her allies. She's debuffing, she's buffing, she's a bard. She's like, I sing this song or I say this spell and your sword strikes are stronger now or you can heal. These teams don't have healers. There's not, in all of these stories,
you don't know.
Three of them have a healer.
You don't know if these people have healers or not.
Most of them don't, because healers are hard to write around. Like, think about Onihime's existence. All of them are only alive because of her.
Yes.
And for quite a bit of it, they had to sideline Onihime. They had to get her out of there because no one is ever in danger of dying as long as there is her little hair clip.
Not too much. Not too much of my queen.
But yeah. Like, Recovery Girl is the
crazy.
I've never seen a more pathetic excuse for a healer. Like, what do you mean? First of all, why did you kiss me? I did not give you consent.
No, the consent is crazy.
But also, like, you're healing me, but it's limited by like how much energy I happen to have right now.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
Right.
Aren't you restoring my energy? Like, I'm confused here. And Black Clover has Wendy who does some minor healing, but primarily she's a bard. She's, if you're a D&D character, a D&D enthusiast, you know, she's not on the front lines. I mean, she can scrap when she has to.
Right.
But like, you've got your close range sword fighters in like Erza and Natsu tends to like get in there and like scrap, and then you've got your like midline people who are covering the like, oh, someone tried to sneak up behind you, like, don't worry, I got that. And then you have your very back line who is like, protect them at all costs because they're keeping us going.
Right.
And that's a really good team. It doesn't necessarily have to be, I've got my sword locked with him, there's another sword coming and you block that sword. And those moments are always cool, and we know they're coming because like, this main character is not going to die.
Right.
But like, the synergy of it is, mwah. Who else was on
there? Who was your other team?
It was Fire Force, Black Clover, because there's so many of them that they are, as a unit, unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Like, you have your basic fire, ice, whatever, you know, but then you've got like magic. You've got Charmy, who creates food that the others eat to unlimitedly replenish their mana so that they can just continue casting spells and never. So she's a battery. Mm-hmm. You've got Vanessa, who uses the threads of fate to prevent her allies from ever being critically injured. Like, you've got someone who does like shadow clones, someone who just does poisons, like alchemy, like molecular transmutations of things. Like, they are unstoppable together.
Yes.
It's just, they're so strong that they have to be split. It's like, we cannot have all of you in one place really ever. And I feel like when I was looking for clips to just show how good they are as a unit, they haven't been animated yet.
Right.
They haven't been animated yet. It broke my heart. Fire Force. Did I say Fire Force?
You don't say Fire Force. You don't say Black Clover.
Fire Force, Black Clover. Fire Force, Black Clover.
Naruto, of course. That team, never forget that team.
Never forget.
Sasuke, Sakura.
No, I hated them so much. yeah, they really disrespect. Like, why write a woman if you're just gonna shit on her for 10 years before you let her do anything useful.
Yeah.
Like, why create that character?
That's a great question.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the slideshow. Let me see. That's my Google Drive. Hold on. Loading.
I like the team in... I don't know if you ever read Yu Yu Hakusho.
I did not read it, but I watched it when it was on Toonami.
Right.
And I was like, okay, y'all covering the bases.
They were covering the bases. They really were. They had a really good unit, and they were really versatile.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite teams. I love them.
Yeah, I love a good, like, hey, you shoot, I box, he's got a sword, we're getting in there.
That's like, Leech right there, baby.
Yeah, literally.
That's Chad, Uyu, and Ichigo right there, baby.
Literally, here we go. It's called Most Synergized Combat Parties in Anime. And they might not be considered an anime by a lot of people, but the trio from the first Castlevania, they are sensational together. Just like non-verbal, like they don't need to talk. They just know he's about to swing that sword and I need to get out of the way.
Right.
But also I've set the ground on fire so that we don't get snuck up on.
Yeah.
Teams that didn't make the cut. I'm so sorry, but Bleach is on here. Bleach didn't make the cut. The Straw Hat Pirates did not make the cut.
Well, of course not.
Jujutsu Kaisen, the Z Warriors, and Team 7 from Naruto did not make the cut because they don't fight as a team.
Right.
They're individual battles. Like they get up, they drive up together, and then they all immediately separate.
Yeah.
Fairy Tail, Fire Force, the Black Bulls from Black Clover, of course, Castlevania, and I feel like I'm missing one. Was there four? I thought I did five. Oh, the last slide was promoting my art fair.
Now you're doing too much.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't like lone wolf stories because it's just like, okay, you're just a disgruntled guy, you know, you got to go save the princess, you got to get, you know, avenge your family.
It's wrap
let's
it
do
up.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah. Like, and I'll never read Berserk because I've seen the highlights of it, you know, I've seen, you know, here's, you know, if you've never read Berserk, we're gonna get, and I'm like, it's not for me. I enjoy
the thing is, it is very much a team. The whole thing is about a team,
But it's too much of Guts. It's just,
you don't know that.
We
stray away from Guts for a lot of it. I'm not gonna lie to you. We are with Guts a lot to start, but we immediately dive into the backstory where he's a part of a team, and so it just works like him building relationships with this team, and they are a really good team.
Okay.
Now, a lot of crazy stuff happens.
Yes, I know there's like some sexual assault and like characters turning from good to evil. Death Battle did a Guts versus someone else with a really big sword.
Yeah.
And Death Battle was nice they introduced me. They like, give me the highlights. What does this dude do? What's his backstory like? Quickly, let's wrap it up. And then like, we're just gonna make him fight somebody similar. Like the most recent one is Deku versus Miles Morales. And I said, okay, not my Afro-Latino kid.
Okay,
not Spider-Man versus Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
I said, this is insane. This is insane. Why did you all do this?
When Deku lost his, I just read the chapter where he lost his little black whip. I said, what is he going to do without his little
What is he going to do without his web?
Without his web, girl. What
and also, some of the abilities don't make sense.
No, they don't.
Fajin or Fujin, where he's like
the gear
charging up kinetic energy.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, what is actually the gear? What? Because also, they never really explained them or even really introduced them. Just one day, he had them.
He had eight different powers.
And it was like, oh, okay, we talked about float and we had talked about the black whip.
Yeah.
Other than those two, we didn't talk
You're
about
You're making smoke now? I don't understand.
It came out of nowhere. And they didn't even try to like fold it in and explain it.
We gotta go. Like,
hey, y'all. Editor Ari here. Just coming in to say we lost the audio from the mics for this last little bit of the podcast, but I wanted to keep this in with just the camera audio. Our mics died and we didn't realize it until too late. And so what you're going to hear next is just a little dip in quality. I just moved and our setup wasn't great. And so we were figuring everything out as we were going along. But I promise the next episode will be much cleaner and we will have a charged mics fully charged. And we'll be paying much more attention to when they are dying. But unfortunately, the next part is a little bit shaky in audio quality. But I hope you will stick around until the end of the episode because we had a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening. And let's get back to the episode.
I started watching Vigilantes.
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
Okay.
I hate it so much. Oh, my God. I said, do y'all get stronger? Or
yes.
Do they like, do. Does he do anything other than his little slide around on the ground?
Yeah.
Because I said, I can't keep watching if this is all I'm going to get.
And I understand that.
Like an old man that punches something and like a slippery twink, I just don't understand how...
They do get stronger.
And she just jumps. She's just jumping.
They do get stronger and different things do happen.
Okay.
It takes a while for Kevin because it was aimed at a younger audience.
God, okay.
Then My Hero, okay. So it has to take a lighter tone to begin with. But there are lots of darker things that get folded in.
Okay.
It just takes a second.
So I said, what the hell am I, what is this?
No, it's very...
Like, I'd rather him have no ability than be able to, like, slide at, like, 7 miles an hour.
Yeah, he goes faster. Other stuff happens. He does get a lot stronger. Right. And the ending was really satisfying.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was a bit of a slow burn.
I said, this,
like, this is for...
I said, this gotta be something else. Like,
no, and
you can't...
There is.
I can't... The 200 chapters of this would be insane.
They did it,
though.
And I read them.
No, I read them.
And I read them.
And what again?
No.
Yeah. It's, it's really... I said, let me try something new. Let me open Crunchyroll.
Try something new. It's an existing IP,
yes,
but
it's something new.
Within the realm of the stuff that I already know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what is next for the world of shonen manga, but I am very excited for the new wave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm putting it back on my screen.
Oh, okay.
Just pulling it apart.
Now,
I think that like if American comic book writers can sell X-Men for literally 60 years... and they're eating it up, like the fans are continuously eating it up. I think that it is, some stories can just continue.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, that's why I enjoy manga significantly more than I enjoy, like I've never really read American comics because I don't like the branches. I don't like the branches. I want one story.
I want one story start to
finish. And I don't want to have to, okay, I bought 40 issues of X-Men, but to get the conclusion of this, I have to buy the separate Wolverine storyline that went for 14 issues, and the Moon Knight comic that went for 6. And it's a lot.
The trading off of hands of like,
yes,
the different artists completely doing this.
Well, it's also different writers that bounce between various X-Men, like various Marvel properties, and will also bounce over to DC, work with them for a few stories, and you know, just kind of Who's gonna cut me a check?
Yeah.
And like, it just gets a little. There's too many alternate realities.
Yes.
There's too many parallel Earths and redoing the time stream. Like,
yeah.
We sent this character back 80 years to prevent this thing. So now the characters that you thought you knew are all a little bit different.
Right.
Captain America just has a gun, and it's like, wait.
Wait.
How did we get
too far? We're too far.
Yeah. So that's why it's like I enjoy consuming them as like their standalone properties, like
the movies
or a video game, where it's like, okay, boom, this is it. I don't have to do homework.
Yeah.
And someone that I follow on TikTok is like, you know, our comic system is really structured so that if you pick a character that you like and you pick any volume one, it's structured so that that can be your, you know, the jumping off point for that character. And I go, okay, cool. But when I finish that run, then I'm back to the drawing board. It's like, where do I start? Who do I hate? I just kind of want a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's much more streamlined.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Just start to finish. It's these four dudes. We might not, all four might not make it to the end, but we're not bringing in any other new dudes.
Right. This is the story we're telling.
We're not
this
bringing
the
any
dudes.
But
yeah. Okay, we do have to wrap up.
Yeah.
So, I just want to ask you, okay, where can we find you? What do you do? Because you're an artist. You're a creator.
I am a metalsmith.
That's the word that I meant to say.
He makes things.
I said metalsmith. You didn't hear me.
Yeah, I'm a metalsmith. You can find my pieces online under my website, freddycollier.com, www.freddycollier.com, or on Instagram, TikTok. I'm not gonna lie, I post on TikTok significantly more than I post on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm a video girl. But both my Instagram and TikTok are at F Collier Studio. I do a lot of like masculine formal wear accessories, like sterling silver bow ties, cufflinks, tie clips, things like that. But if you're, you know, you don't have to be a man to wear. Lesbians, y'all like bow ties.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's
true. At lesbians. Tag them.
All the lesbians.
Tag your favorite lesbians at the end of this timestamp.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Then tag those lesbians. We need the lesbians to see the bow ties.
Yes, please.
Well, we will put, obviously, Freddie's work and all the links in the bio below, in the description below, rather, and not on the screen.
Okay.
And so just check out the description. Follow Freddie. They are really, really so talented, and they can do just about anything that they put their mind to, which is just about. Not drag, but like just about everything else that they put their mind to, they can pretty much do. So,
I'm gonna come back, and the girls are gonna shake.
Please.
The girls are gonna be shaking.
I would live to see you at a Roscoe's Drag Race. just on a Tuesday.
Hey.
What? Oh my god. Well, this has been another episode of Talk You Otaku. Thank you so much for being here, Freddie.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm sure you'll be back. We'll talk shit. We are not done with our conversation.
No.
We could talk about this for hours. But, yeah. Until next time, goodbye, mis gatos.
Bye.